BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday Scott Mills Daily, another Strictly Come Bingo, this time with Alison Hammond and her dance partner Ali Ash. It's a brilliant one. Taylor Swift has released 8 Seconds of Silence in Canada and gone to number one. Can I do the same with Alison Hammond's amazing laugh? Some phrases and words I've been saying wrong for years and not realising. And we just did a Fuse ODG live lounge.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Alison Hammond's going to be here soon.
I'm so excited for this.
Why so much?
I've never met her before. I think she's just one of those people I think is a bit of a legend. You know, you see her on TV all the time. She seemed very happy as well. I hope the illusions I have of her aren't shattered.
Thing is, she's one of those people that is exactly the same as you imagine her to be. Exactly the same as Aunt Telly.
Right.
She's lovely. So Alison Hammond and also Ali Ash Goriánez. Say it.
Ali Ash Goriánez.
No. And that's going to be at 1:45 on Strictly Come Bingo as we merge together two of the most successful formats of our times, Strictly Come Dancing and Innuendo Bingo. I always get excited on a Thursday because in the live lounge, which is where we do Strictly Come Bingo, they have like special lighting, there's a red velvet curtain, there's a Strictly glitter ball. It looks immense. If you've never watched Innuendo Bingo before, make sure today is the day. It's like a proper camera shoot on it. It's like a TV show. 1:45, you can watch it on the Radio 1 website.
The live lounge is proper getting it today, isn't it? I mean, the fact that Fuse was only in there half an hour ago, and now this.
It's being very well used.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What are we thinking Alison Hammond's going to be wearing? Will she be in Strictly attire?
I don't know. I reckon she's probably been doing Strictly training today, so I reckon it'll be quite cash.
Do you? And, I mean, Tim Wannacott wore a bandana last time, didn't he?
He always wears that, though. I don't know why, but he does.
It's interesting seeing what they turn up in.
Yeah, I think it'll be casual today, but I'm very much looking forward to you meeting her, because okay. She doesn't disappoint.
She strikes me as a larger-than-life character, as in, you know, very, very loud and...
Yeah, I mean, have you ever heard her laugh?
No.
Oh, wow.
We're not okay. Live. You know, you see these things on TV.
Yeah, but... this is going to be brilliant today. 1:45 today, Innuendo Bingo. Watch the Jack Whitehall video on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Lots of people have. It's brilliant, I have to say.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There seems to be a bit of confusion for people who are listening online today. The picture of me, where it says, listening now live, is still... a teenage moody picture of me with awful hair.
I heard you'd insisted that you keep that picture on the Radio 1 website.
No, and I think maybe we need to change it back to the picture of me now as opposed to the picture of me when I was like 17, because it's freaking people out. And if they've just literally put on the Radio 1 website, they're like, why have you changed your picture? It's because of the teen awards last week and we all put a picture of us up as a teenager on the website. But that's been and gone now.
I know, but the rumour was you'd asked for it to stay.
No. I think we should change it back. Is everyone's teenage picture still on there? Yeah, let's change that now, shall we? It's a bit weird if you don't know anything about the teen awards, or you weren't listening last week, and suddenly you go online, it's like, why is there a picture of him with that awful hair?
That's the thing. Now the teen awards are gone, it feels a bit odd.
It does feel odd. I'll try and get that change.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And here to play Strictly Come Bingo, Alison Hammond and her dance partner, Ali Ash...
Skoriánez. That's it. Second.
Hi there.
Hello.
Oh, it's good to see you guys.
How you doing, babes?
I'm all right. I look quite comfortable in this situation.
Do you know what? This is your kingdom. This is your home. I can just tell.
How are you both?
All right, yeah, good. We've just literally come straight from this morning to join you. We've rehearsed for 2 hours, haven't we?
No, 20.
20
hours.
Minutes.
What dance are you doing on Strictly this week, please?
I've got a tango, Scott.
Oh, serious face.
This is serious. I'm struggling.
What, with the pals?
I can't stop laughing.
Well, the trouble is, that's a problem with you generally. You can't stop laughing.
No, I like smiling. I like it.
Are you not allowed to smile with the tango?
No, it's a serious, it's intense, it's like, you got to look serious. Right. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. When I did a tango, I literally just bit my cheeks, the inside of my cheeks, so I just looked like a fish.
Well, I'll just do that there.
No, don't do that.
Idea.
No, don't. What's your tango face? Show me
here
now.
It is.
Oh, no, it's quite good, actually.
Was your tango crab week?
What no, you what see, you can't one? Even tell, can you?
No, I don't.
They all roll into one.
Yeah, that was the Spice Girls week.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't the theme. Oh, no, sorry, I thought you were saying there was a Spice Girls week.
No, that's not... I did the tango to Spice Girls. Now, if you look out to your right, Aliash and Alison, you will see that there is a Strictly Come Dancing glitter ball. There are lights.
Love it.
There is a red velvet curtain. We have Strictlyfied the live lounge for what is about to happen. Now, I remember one of the first times I ever met Alison on... We were just doing training for the group dance when we first all met.
Yeah.
And I was showing you a video of Caroline Flack getting absolutely wet through. And she's like, oh, I've got to do that, bub.
Do you like his impression of you, by the way?
Oh, I tell you what.
I sound nothing like that.
Oh, I'd love to do that. So, and here we are, like, probably 2 months later. Have you seen the videos of it, Aliash? Of this? You know what happens?
I've seen a couple, yeah. I'm a little bit scared.
No, don't be scared.
It's just going to be a wet one.
It's going to be wet.
It's going to be wet.
Don't ever aim for the bin. That's just there for show. Aim for each other.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Obviously, there will be a lot of innuendos from various TV and radio programmes. You don't need to keep the water in. Just go for it.
I'm laughing already.
This should be a bit of like light relief from your tango training.
Yeah. Right? We needed this. We needed the break.
So I'm going to play one more song, which is Teeks and Celeste, and sing that song. And then we'll put the cameras on. If you go to the Radio 1 website on any screen, on a mobile, on a tablet, on a laptop, on a computer... Maybe if you're in the office at the moment or having a break from work, you can watch this, even on your phone. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. We'll do it in one song. Let's head over to the live lounge and see how the guys are feeling. Hello.
Hello. This is going to be very good, I feel.
I think it's going to be good.
I think it is. I've got my shower cap on. Thank goodness I've got it.
Is there any need to wear that, Alison?
Yeah, there is a need because my hair's curly and I don't want to ruin it.
Darn it. Okay.
And everything else is covered in plastic. I don't know why I'm not.
And everyone's been warned, you know, when the water goes in your face, it's going to be a shock.
Yeah.
You just need to react the right way. Right.
Please don't swear. Aliash, you ready?
No.
Right, here we go. Come on in. Get involved.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Don't know everyone.
Cheers, everyone.
Don't know everyone gets so scared about innuendo bingo.
Cheers. No, I'm excited.
I know.
I'm excited about this, Scott.
Okay, right. Here we go.
Live from BBC Radio 1, it's time to make another celebrity wet. Once again, it's time for Innuendo Bingo to partner Strictly Come Dancing in Strictly Come Bingo. Taking to the floor this afternoon, the glamorous Alison Hammond, the handsome Aliash Skorianets, and the dishevelled Chris Stark. Now, please welcome your host, Mr. Scott Mills.
Thank you, welcome. Welcome. Right, the cameras are on right now. Have a look. bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're about to play bingo. Right, Strictly style. Just click on it to watch on the website. Here we go. Okay. What's happening now? Hammond!
Sorry! I'm so sorry!
I don't know what you're laughing about yet.
It's just him with it.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's making me laugh already. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
All right, okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this seriously.
This is going to be one of my
favourites. Do we have to put it in now?
Put it in now.
Put it in now, Alice.
I can't hold it for very long. It just makes me laugh.
Okay, Scott, you ready? She doesn't have long.
Okay, go on. First, we're going to a BBC4 documentary called Lost Kingdoms of Central America. Now, I don't speak Spanish, but by the sounds of it, this guy is he's putting on quite a show.
Del jaguar, el jaguar representa la fertilidad, entonces está en una región muy importante donde surge el hule.
This is the first time that these balls have ever been filmed or seen on television.
Wow.
Oh man!
This is the first time that these balls have ever been filmed or seen on television.
Gone again.
Me.
Oh, Alison.
Whoa!
I'm so easy. Mouth. I'm so sorry.
Oh, your laugh is something else.
I know. I knew this would be a good one.
I don't think there's enough
water. So sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. And now let's go to Match of the Day next. And John Motson's in the commentary box for this match, where Spurs player Kyle Norton seems to have slightly overexerted himself. Lots of water in the mouth, please, guys. Fill it up. And here we go.
And there goes Kyle Norton. That doesn't look too good, does it? Might have just followed through a bit too much.
Chris got there first on that one.
Wow, Aliash, look at you. You're all wet.
Who's wettest at the moment?
Aliash.
I don't know, Alison, you're definitely...
getting there.
Might have just followed through a bit too much.
Oh, in front of everyone as well, how embarrassing. Okay, thank you, Rich, who emailed that to me.
We are getting through the water here.
Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. If you do need any more water, by the way, there is a waiter there who still has a semi on. He's had a semi on since last week, which is incredible. Oh, yeah. The wine, the semi on wine. He can give it to you at any point. Come on, show it to us. There he is. That's incredible self-control. He's had that for a week. Hasn't drank it himself. There we are.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Keeping it classy, see, because it's Strictly.
It's all right. I'm fine.
Well, as we expected, Alison...
He's got a massive mouth!
And now over to DIY SOS with Nick Knowles. Water, please, guys. Lots of it.
Right.
And it sounds like the whole neighbourhood have really enjoyed having Nick Knowles and the team in town for a few days.
Fortunately, Jenny's neighbour has let us come through her back garden.
Oh, that really soaked me. Oh, man.
I'm Nick Knowles there.
Jenny's neighbour has let us come through her back garden.
Thank you, James and Zach, for that clip.
I'm so sorry.
What have you done, Alison?
I've spilled all the water.
All of it?
You know the game's like centred around water?
Yeah.
There ain't none there anymore.
Oh, okay. I'll send the waiter. And now we go over to ITV. He's going to fill you up there. Are you right there? Got some water? Yeah.
We're all right.
And now Carol Vorderman admitting on television something that we've suspected for quite a long time.
I've done that, which is a bit embarrassing, really, but you have to laugh it off then.
You have to laugh everything. I love a custard pie in the face.
Do you?
Yes!
Oh, I love a bit of muck in the face.
I love it.
Right. Fine. Okay, fine. Everything fine? Okay.
We're good.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well held, everyone.
Yes!
Oh, I love a bit of muck in the face.
Hammer's going to blow at any point. Oh, we're all good.
Are you okay? Are you stable as well in the chair? It does look like you're coming closer towards me. It's like you're leaning in more and more.
Now we're going over to BBC Cumbria, and Peggy Walker is covering Mike Zeller's holiday on The Breakfast Show. You know Mike Zeller of BBC Cumbria. Now, Peggy's found a great way to welcome Mike back next week, as she tells everyone, while reading out an email from a listener. Water. Here you go. Lots of it in your mouth.
Why not give Mike a bell and tell him he can have another week off? I shouldn't have read that, Pete, but thank you very much. He is coming back next week and I will polish his ding bell, especially for his return.
You've got a really good aim, haven't you?
You've got a good aim.
I don't know how you do it.
Oh. You've done this before, haven't you?
He's done it before, yeah.
Is there anywhere I can have a tissue to blow my nose?
Oh, that'd be attractive.
To blow my nose? I've never had to do that.
Have you never had to do
waiter,
that?
Waiter, tissue.
I'm not on this game.
I just need a tissue. Or just to dab.
Yeah, waiter, can we... tissue for Miss Hammond, please, to dab.
What are you hitting on?
Is my makeup running?
No.
You can't even tell, you're right.
Okay,
don't
so
even look like I've got any makeup on.
Let's have some more water, please. Thank you, Jake in Cumbria, for sending us that one.
I will polish his bell, especially for his return.
Oh, it's quality.
Now a classic from Gok One. Water, please. Now Gok's got a top tip for anyone who likes having seconds.
If you haven't got it all the way down your top, all over your face and in your hair, you've not really enjoyed it properly.
I nearly drowned myself. Literally nearly drowned. It went down the wrong hole and everything. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to die live on air.
Please don't. Okay, we've got a tissue for Miss Hammond. Let's continue.
Thank you.
Water, please. Let's make this a big one. Come on, we've got a couple more to go.
Too funny.
Okay, over to Chris Evans again at Radio 2. He's always at it. Now, Chris has had an email from a listener who has found a dangerous way to while away a few hours in his truck. Ready?
Here we go.
Morning, Lynn. This is from Stuart Clark. Morning, Stuart.
Morning, Stuart.
He says, I'm sitting in my wagon in Wisbech or Wis Beach, waiting to get loaded onto the ferry so I can be blown all the way to Glasgow.
Yeah.
It's not a quick journey either.
How do you manage to stay looking so good? You're so wet.
So I can be blown all the way to Glasgow.
And finally, a classic from BBC Radio Solent, where Sam Fraser likes to let us know every single last detail of what she got up to at the weekend.
While we were having our drink, one of the teachers from the school that our children are at came over and said, oh, ladies, how lovely to see you. And said that another of his colleagues was going to meet him. We ended up having a foursome in the garden. It was absolutely lovely.
Sam Fraser there from... BBC Radio Solent there.
We ended up having a foursome in the garden. It was absolutely lovely.
Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
No, cheers, Alison. Ali Ash, are you aware of what happened there?
No.
No.
He's got massive mouth.
That was Alison Hammond and Ali Ash on Strictly Come Bingo. Thank you very much for listening. You. Thank you for watching. And thank you very much, Ali Ash. I'm sorry that this happened. And Alison, did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it. Great.
All right, I'll see you at the weekend.
See you at the weekend.
Thank you very much, guys. That was brilliant. I'll do another one for you next week. I have no words to describe how much joy I feel with today's Inuna Bingo. You all right, Christopher?
Yeah, Alison Hammond is possibly one of my favourite women ever. She is amazing.
Right, your comments and your tweets and texts are just off the scale today, so thank you, that was a good one. If you didn't watch it live, it's well worth watching back. We'll get it on YouTube for you later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. 'Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you
are. Yeah. Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1, playing Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. And before that, new Cheryl, I Don't Care.
I found myself the whole way through that song thinking of Alison Hammond. Is that weird? I feel like we should dedicate it to her almost.
'Cause she's amazing. She is amazing.
She's too funny.
You love her. Like, this is a new thing for you. You're like you didn't. I know you were aware of her before, but now you've met her, you're sold.
Mm.
Hey, do you want to know what's number one at the moment in Canada?
What?
Have a guess. What do you think it is? Massive hits at the moment. All About That Bass, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe Steal My Girl, One Direction.
Maybe that Bruno Mars song. Maybe not. No?
Is that your guess?
I don't know. I don't know what else to go for.
Okay, here's what's number one in Canada right now.
Eh?
There's been a mistake on the Canadian version of iTunes, and it's caused a snippet of the Taylor Swift song, Track 3, to leak online. So not surprisingly, it's gone straight to the top of the charts, but it's not actually the song at all, it's just 8 seconds of white noise. So when the Canadian version of Jamila Jamil counts down the charts this weekend in Canada, and here's the nation's number one. So this in the Canadian charts is currently beating the tracks Welcome to New York, Shake It Off, and Out of the Woods.
I don't get it. So she's accidentally released it.
What's happened is it just shows you that fans are seriously eager to get their hands on anything to do with Taylor Swift. So it's a mistake, right? Obviously, October 27th is the release date. So then you'll find out what the song called Track 3 actually sounds like. But there was just some kind of error and it got leaked. But it's not the song. It's just this. So currently number one in Canada, everyone.
And this is because of the power of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, because people are just so eager. Now I'm thinking, if we can release something called maybe, I don't know, Harry Styles' secret track, but actually have this on it, I think we can get it to number one.
Okay, so now you're suggesting that we get Alison Hammond's laugh to number one.
I'd quite like it if there was some, let's say there was some kind of glitch in the system, that maybe Harry Styles' solo. Because that would get some interest.
Do you think it
even
could...
though it's not true, like people would be like, I'm going to download that, but it's actually this. Number one this week.
Do you think it could get to number one without a big name on it?
I think there has to be some interest from a big name.
Okay.
But when you actually got it, it's just this. I like
it's a really good idea.
Yeah. We can make, like, number one in Canada, this. Ours, this. That's what I want.
Someone's text in saying, Alison Hammond's laugh is exactly like a YouTube video called Laughing Donkey. Now, okay. I've got Laughing Donkey here.
Of course you have.
Want to hear?
Okay, let's hear Laughing Donkey off YouTube.
Hammond?
Alison? And Donkey? Oh.
Same.
On the Radio 1 Facebook at the moment, the amazing moment where we stormed the live lounge with Fuse ODG. I like the heading on the Radio 1 Facebook. It says, sometimes things happen that are really difficult to explain. You're not wrong.
What an honour.
Well, this all started when we thought it would be great, on Monday we said this, and an honour, to appear in the live lounge with Fuse ODG and his band. So we tweeted him, like, why would you go through all the management and that, like, all that nonsense? Just, like, tweet the artist direct, you know what I mean? And then it happens. No middlemen, is there, then?
Yes, until the middlemen step in. And
yeah, I know, but, like...
Suggest that there might be issues.
Get the artist to agree to it first on Twitter and then work backwards.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some annoying middlemen in the way, but eventually we got there. And
well, I'm still kind of annoyed with you.
Why?
That. Well, because
it still happened.
Yeah, but it wasn't done exactly how I wanted it to be done. It would have been done in a far better way if we'd been there from the start, performed on the original track as it was intended.
I'm very busy right now.
I get that, Scott, but you did let me down.
Just a little bit of traffic, it all went wrong.
But I don't resent you for it because we then did get to have a go.
It's really weird at the moment. Like, my days go from attempting to learn a Charleston to performing an Afrobeats track.
Mm.
It's very varied.
Do you sometimes get it mixed up?
No.
Like, in the live lounge, were you tempted to bust out the crab?
No. And also in dance training today, I wasn't tempted ever to do the Azonto. But we did do Tina song in the live lounge, and it was great. I noticed that Annie Mack cut us off early, though. We did the whole song and she just cut us off on air.
I didn't notice it at the time.
We just carried on. We weren't aware that we weren't on, but I think we were only on for about 40 seconds.
I performed my best dance move as well.
Yeah, which is?
Yeah, I don't know what the technical name for it is.
I think it's the bogle.
It's a poor bogle if it is a bogle, but it's an attempt at a bogle. In the live lounge, you know, it's just... The live lounge is like quite a serious thing, really.
Mm.
The live lounge is a big, big deal, and we were lucky enough to be allowed in.
And Fuse just loved having us, as you can tell. Fuse ODG is following me on Twitter.
That's a good intro. You guys ready?
Blazing! It's a wah-wah movement!
She hurt my head, oh mama.
Good, Chris.
Oh, but my eyes
are we're not there. Hold on, guys.
I go head over heels for Tina. My cheerleader,
you guys ready?
She's my diva. She hurt my head, oh mama.
That's
it. Blazing!
She hurt my head, oh mama.
Wild movement. Wild Wild West. Wicked Wild Wild. There ain't nobody had to stop.
And then we carried on. Shout out to Wild Wild West, which got mentioned there.
Unbelievable. Seems like a dream looking back on it.
And look, when it actually comes up as what's been played, it actually says Fuse ODG / Scott Mills / Chris Stark, Radio 1 live lounge session.
The video on the Radio 1 Facebook right now is good.
I feel proud of myself.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know when you've been saying a word or a phrase for all of your life and then someone tells you that that's not how you say it?
I get that sometimes with phrases where I've got them ever so slightly wrong.
Can you remember any?
There's one that I only realised. Producer Will, you.
I know which one you got wrong for ages.
No holes barred.
Yes, that's it. So you think it's no holes barred?
Yes,
and that's not it. It's holes.
I only
barred.
Found out that one about a month ago.
No holes barred is a totally different thing to what
I know,
no holes barred is.
It just yes. The thing is, the phrase still works. I think.
You know what's really annoying me at the moment? That advert on TV. for that home furnishing place.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's not how you say it.
No.
It's not IKEA. No one says that. What are you on about? IKEA. Shut up. It's IKEA, clearly. It's been that for years. Don't tell me that suddenly it's IKEA with an E instead of an I.
Mm.
Really annoying. Also, someone told me the other day, this is going to blow your actual mind. Let us know if you've got any of these, by the way. You know that chocolate spread? What's the most famous brand of that?
Yes, I know the one you mean.
Yeah, well, how do you say it?
How do I really say it?
Yes.
Nutella.
No, you don't.
Well, why are you saying...
It's you Nutella.
No, it's not, though.
It is, though.
But are you telling me that?
I'm telling you that is actual facts from the company.
But who's told you? You know the guy who owns it.
I don't know the owner that owns Nutella, but yeah. It's new, not nuh.
And what are you basing this on?
It's someone quite high up has told me in the world of chocolate spread.
That sounds like utter nonsense.
Okay, go
that's
to the
someone in the pub that's told you
no,
that.
Go to the company and ask them. I'm telling you, it's new.
No.
In the same way that it's I instead of I, this no. is new instead of nut.
No, it's not.
It
anyone,
is.
Anyone who's, like, as soon as you start an anecdote with someone quite high up in, so you don't in know anyone
spread.
Quite high up in chocolate
okay,
spread.
Okay, someone told me in a pub.
Yes.
But it's true.
It's not.
It's new. Right, does anyone want to say sorry to me for the Nutella thing then?
Yeah, or? You're right. I guess you're technically you. Right.
All right, well, if you want to just do a quick backpedal then. Pull up.
Well, no, because it's not. It's only, you're just going by the language in which it was originally made, right? It's
I'm a going, pronunciation I'm going from thing. The actual Nutella website, I think you'll find, where it's it like, tells you how to pronounce it correctly.
It's like having a go at me for how I pronounce croissant, saying it's not quite French enough, you know?
Say again?
Croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah, if you ask for a croissant rather than a croissant.
Mm. This is something else that's going to blow your mind. It's going to change the way you say it forever. What's the, you know, like sometimes in clubs and that, or bars, you'll get that lolly that you can suck on? What are they called?
Hey? what are you on about?
You can buy them in a shop. You know, the lollies. Sometimes the man will have them with the sprays.
Yeah, okay.
What are they called?
The... It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The chopper chops.
Yeah, that's not though.
What is it?
Chupa chups.
It's not the chupa chups.
It's chupa chups.
It's not.
It is. It's the Spanish for to suck.
I love this. This day is very educational. Do you know why they give them to you at the end of a night?
Why?
A club night, so that you all stay quiet on the way home.
Is that right?
Yeah. So people aren't so leery.
What a chupa chup?
Yes, a chupa. Trooper Troop.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Coming up, Ariana Grande. She's all the rage at the moment.
This is blowing my mind.
Or
this...
as some people say, all the range.
All the I honestly thought it was all the range.
You thought it was all the range as well.
So what are you saying it is?
All the rage.
R-A-G-E.
Yeah, not range.
But what does that... Why?
So up till now in life, you thought it was all the rage.
Up to
range.
Now, if I was typing it, I'd type in all the range.
No.
As in golf range. Never knew what it meant, but...
No, Emma's been on saying that. Loads of people have been saying that. Also, what's that... You know when you one shot a coffee, it's really strong, no milk, dark, small cup. What's that called?
Espresso.
No. See? Another one that's really wrong.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Espresso. E-S. There's no X in it.
That's a machine. No.
No, espresso. Not X. It's not an X.
Oh,
this is blowing your mind.
I wish we'd never started this.
Do you ever say make ends meet?
What is it meant to be?
Well, I'm about to make ends meet. No, it is make ends meet. But Marie, when she was little, thought that her mum would have to get some ends of meat because she didn't have enough money to get nice ones.
Yeah, it's when you start questioning the phrases where it all starts to get even weirder.
Hi, Amy.
Hiya.
What's your one?
It's what I thought was common old garden. Which to me makes sense. It's like something like it's a bit common, like a garden. But apparently it's not. Apparently it's common or garden, which makes no sense to me now whatsoever.
And you thought it was?
Common old garden.
Common old garden. No, not that.
But you mean like a common old garden is like a communal garden, right? That's what you mean.
I don't know what it means anymore.
Right, okay. But you think it's three separate words, common old garden.
I read it in my book last night.
Well, the book's wrong then.
No, it's not. It's common or garden.
It is. It's common or garden.
Definitely is.
Apparently. But I'm now suddenly... I'm going to use the phrase.
What? I've never even heard of this. No, hang on. This is blowing my mind
Amy,
again.
Right, this show for Chris is like, whoa, for his head.
No, this won't just be me. What is this phrase? Common or garden?
I mean, it's not used that often.
No, I was going to say, it's not a phrase I use on a regular basis, however.
You know, sometimes when you like want to... like get into a party or maybe you're gonna a wedding, what would that be?
What?
Gate crash, yes?
Yes, gate crash.
Not as Tom 21 thought until last week. It's not gay crash. It's gate crash.
No, I knew that one.
Just a few ones I need to clear up.
Oof.
Love you, Amy.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chest of drawers. That's not one. It's a chest of drawers.
There's so many here. Zoe, who's been saying popcorn kettle instead of pop calling the kettle.
Oh, yeah. Pop calling kettle black?
Yeah.
There's loads. Thank God, Scott, at last somebody is picking up on espresso. Thank God for you. Thank you very much.
This is a good one. Emily, who thinks... Well, she's got this wrong. She's put, I always thought it was wing mirror, not wind mirror. It is wing mirror.
No, it is wing mirror.
So you've now got it wrong.
You've double bluffed yourself. Stick with wing. Good afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon. Nice to see you both sober.
Nice to see you sober.
I can't even see you.
I can't even see you.
I can't even see you right now. It's my new favourite thing for pop stars to say to us normos. Like, what do you say back to that? Oh, I'll be off then.
Yeah, I heard you talking about Ariana Grande yesterday.
I can't even see you. Mm. You right?
Yeah, I'm good. Very I'm good. What did you think of Ariana?
Ariana, I loved her, actually.
Yeah, she's fun.
She was really fun.
She's sort of, she's quite the potty mouth off air.
Really?
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
We didn't get that from her.
Oh, no, quite, she didn't tell us any dirty jokes.
It's quite dark.
Is it?
Yeah, it's quite dark humour off air.
A bit like Nicole Scherzinger.
Yes.
Off air, yeah. Dark humour going
I just,
on.
At the end of the interview, I was like, oh, I wish she'd been more like that on air.
Yeah, what do you mean? Okay, so let's play Real or No Real. Some incredible facts in here today. What about this? Real or No Real?
The 10th track on Olly Murr's album Right Place, Right Time includes the lyric, "You got me waiting on tender hooks," even though the correct version of the phrase is "waiting on tenter hooks."
Oh, I hate that. I hate stuff like that.
We've just been talking about this. So what's the real one? The correct version, waiting on tenter hooks.
Would you ever say this phrase?
You got me. I probably wouldn't use the phrase.
I like it. Is that actually the song, though? Is either one of those lyrics in it?
Who knows?
It's
right, okay.
Odd lyric.
It is weird, isn't it? Tenter hooks.
It's like the person...
It's quite old.
Shout out to the people that thought it was trick or treat instead of trick or treat.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot today.
What have you learned today, then?
Espresso, not expresso.
You didn't... You knew that.
I know.
Oh, come on, you
didn't,
knew that.
He didn't.
I found out a month ago it's not no holes barred.
Yeah.
It's holds.
Yeah, no holds barred.
All the rage isn't all the range.
Why would you say all the range?
Well, why would you say all the rage?
Because it's all the rage. It's like a la fashion. It's like everyone's going mad about it.
It's not all. He thought it was all the range. So did loads of other people. It's all the range.
Well, if you're in a kitchen shop,
this real or no real? The 10th track on Olly Murs' album, right? The reason why I think that there's two things which make me think this is no real. One, that we've just been talking about this for the last half hour. These kind of phrases, which is like, but also the idea that someone go to the 10th track on Olly Murs' album
just to find it. Real or no real?
I think. All right, I'm gonna go real on that.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh. It's not real, but the phrase is actually tenter hooks, which is a very sharp spike that butchers hang meat on. Fact, fans.
It's like off your own bat as well.
What do you mean?
It's off your own bat, isn't it? Not back.
Off your own bat.
Isn't that right? It's bat.
Context.
Well, he did it off his own bat.
Mm. Oh, right.
It's a cricket thing, I think. Maybe I just got it wrong.
And next.
Before alarm clocks, people would be woken by knocker-uppers, men who would walk through the streets tapping on bedroom windows with a long stick.
Knocker-uppers?
Like yeah. It's a bit like a hotel wake-up call.
I'm not sure they've got that phrase right. But I think it's a great business idea.
So, basically, obviously you tell the knocker-uppers beforehand, you want to, like, you've got to get up, you know, at six, and then six comes along and then... Oh, yay, oh, yay, wake up.
Oh, yay. Bring out your dad.
Yeah, that.
But obviously, people want to get woken up at different times, right? They don't all want to be up at six, so he must have a piece of parchment with all the...
parchment!
All the time, so it would be like number 32 would like to be woken up at 6:30.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember at school?
It's like a paper round, he's got to go around.
Do you remember at school when you used to... The teacher, you're studying Egyptian stuff, or whatever, and they make you go and make your own parchment.
Yeah.
Remember this?
Splash it with a tea bag and put it in the oven for a bit.
Remember that? Tutankhamun.
He just said Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun.
Oh. So. Before alarm clocks, there were knocker-uppers. Number 32, what's the gap at 7? Blow.
Tap, tap, tap. I think this is great. If this is real, this is incredible.
Real or no real?
I'll go real.
Real, please.
That one is real.
Oh, that's right. Every old industrial town used to have some knocker-uppers who would walk through the streets knocking everybody up, ready for their shifts, which all started at the same time.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but somebody would have been last in the unless there was... So there's one guy doing this, or...
I think, yeah.
Good point. So the guy who's... take at least 10 minutes to walk down the road.
Yeah, come to me last, will you? I want to lie in.
And next.
The name of the bird in Twitter's official logo is Larry.
Simple one.
Never really thought about that bird, to be honest.
Never thought about it.
Never thought it would have a name.
What's the egg called?
Egg.
Humpty? Oh, no, he's not an egg, is he?
No, he's a cannon. Yeah. We learnt that before.
Why would the bird be called Larry, though?
I don't know. It's an interesting point, because if it's called Twitter, you'd think the bird would be something which sounds a bit more Twittery.
Tweety pie.
Larry is an odd one, isn't it?
Yeah. Very American name, though, Larry.
Larry.
Isn't Larry the name when you blend Harry Styles and Liam? Isn't that the one?
Louis,
that,
yeah.
Larry Stylinson.
Yeah. I don't know.
Either.
It's Larry Stylinson, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
They're
shipping.
Who are you shipping?
I'm shipping Larry Stylinson, mate.
Do you ship Larry?
OMG. LOL, all the time.
OMG, I can't even.
Oh my God, I can't even because Larry Stylinson's actually, oh my God, they like that shit.
OMG.
Oh my God, that ship is
my favourite one I've
noticed. IDK, even though I can carry on with this.
Yeah, IDK.
ILY.
Real or no real?
The name of the bird in Twitter's official logo is Larry. I'm not sure about this one. I think, I'm imagining it'll be something different. No real.
Real.
That one's real.
Yes.
Oh, Twitter say the bird is called Larry, but won't say why, although people think it's because there was a player called Larry Bird on the favourite baseball team of Twitter's boss.
But why does anyone care?
But
why
are they withholding? I don't.
Why are they holding that information? We're not going to tell you. All right, don't then.
But it's private.
And next.
Paul McKenna once secretly hypnotised his girlfriend into liking curry.
That's what you do, though, wouldn't you? If you're good at hypnotism, you would just... You know, no, it's not. All the time.
You'd hypnotise her so she'd stay with you forever.
What would you like for tea tonight? Shepherd's pie. No, you don't. Wave your hand in front of the face. What, curry's
so,
on.
Curry so you're
on.
Saying if you want to try something your girlfriend doesn't, you just hypnotise them and then she'll like it.
I'm just saying it'd be useful when you want a certain dinner.
Interesting. I mean, I feel like he's abusing his power. This should be used for good, not evil, Paul. Remember that.
I absolutely agree. But sometimes
it's
you just...
It's not evil, though, is it? I mean, if she didn't like curry, then I'd understand that. That would be evil.
But he's tricking her because she still doesn't like it, but she's just eating it. So I don't know if
he's got superpowers, though.
She wouldn't suddenly be like, oh, this is lovely. Why haven't I eaten this before?
This is a great question that I would never be able to ask in the pub to my friends, but has anyone in this room been hypnotised by Paul McKenna?
No, I'd quite like to be, though.
Scott?
I think
it strikes
I have.
You as the kind of thing you've probably done.
I think he's Scott's still under. he's still hypnotised.
I actually think I have.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what happened. I was probably a chicken.
And what spell did he put on you? What turned you into a chicken?
I can't remember. Yeah, I think so. That seemed to be his.
It just turned you into a crab. that's why the decision was made. Not strictly.
Place your strength.
Someone said a magic word and you went, sorry, I've got to dress as a crab. I'll see you in 5 minutes.
Yeah, the crab thing was your idea.
He could have made me, like, you know, really rich.
Yeah.
Or really fat. Oh, no, that's not one of his books, is it? I can make you fat.
No.
I can make you fat. I can make you fat by making you like curry.
Real or no real, Paul McKenna secretly made his girlfriend like curry.
Yeah, no real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes. Paul did admit it in an interview to 5 Live, but says it was ethically dubious and now regrets it.
It is ethically dubious. It is.
It's just a korma, relax. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
It's a draw, very pleasant. I got 20, Greg got 20.
Oh, that's pleasant, isn't it?
That's what Paul McKenna's new book should be called. It's only a korma, relax. Out Monday.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Join us tomorrow on Radio 1 at 1 p.m. or hit subscribe and get this podcast delivered to you free every single day.